Is this the first time you've seen a picture of a mummified head? Frederick Stewart Church created Blossom and Decay in 1878. As you can see, there is a dark, slightly unpleasant-looking object sitting to the left of a beautiful rose. This dark object looks similar to a seared loaf of bread, or perhaps a large, scorched potato. But on closer inspection, it is actually a mummified head, partially wrapped in brown material. When Church painted Blossom and Decay, he used an actual mummified head as a model. He got the head from an explorer who stole it from an Egyptian tomb. If the painting is slightly above your eye level, it can be quite difficult to make out the head's facial features, due to the painting's height and lighting. But if you look closely, you can see the darkened shapes of eye sockets, a nose, and a mouth, which almost appears to be laughing. Church's painting and etching styles are very distinctive, to the point that after barely a week of study, I could recognize his work. He mostly made illustrations and etchings, although he has created a number of oil paintings. Most of these paintings depict women sitting near a stream. Almost all of his works involve animals, many of which have human characteristics. Blossom and Decay, among a few other head and flower pieces, seems to be one of the few exceptions to this pattern. But what is Frederick Church's meaning in this painting? Why would anyone want to place a beautiful blossom and decayed head beside each other and preserve their image for all the world to see? I believe he is trying to depict how gossamer and fleeting things like life and beauty can be. Church wants you to appreciate your existence, which we almost never do, and just like Benjamin Franklin saying that death is one of the few things guaranteed in life, Frederick Church is saying that no matter how beautiful the blossom of your life is, it will decay, and he wants us to go out and enjoy it while it lasts. Frederick Stewart Church was born in Grand Rapids, Michigan, during the year of 1842. His father was involved in law, and Frederick served in the Civil War. Afterwards, he took art lessons at the Chicago Academy of Design. Frederick Stewart Church died in New York City in 1924. Blossom and Decay, by Frederick Church, may be an odd painting, and it may be rather hard to find, but it is certainly worth a visit. After all, how many chances do you get to see a mummified head? This has been Neela with another Bulldog Podcast.